Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Lybrand, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. As you know, people have various challenges and difficulties in this life. There are things that overwhelm us as people. We have hard times. We make decisions during those hard times. And sometimes those decisions can affect us with our families, with our work, with our interactions with people on a day-to-day basis. And we've talked about addiction before here on The Mark White Show. We've talked about finding help for people. And I hope that if you're in a battle right now, I hope that you will find help and know that there is hope for you. Don't give up and don't quit. And one of the people that reached out to me was my cousin, Amanda, and she told me about a memorial expense fundraiser that was being organized for Brady Kerr. And right now I have on the line with me Damian Garcia, and he is organizing this fundraiser to help the Kerr family during this time. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Damian.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, for having me.
Absolutely. And I appreciate my cousin Amanda sharing about this fundraiser. She sent me a message, as I said, asking if I could help during this time, and you have stepped up to the plate to organize this fundraiser. What is it about this family that caused you to want to help in this way?
Yeah, so my brother-in-law Brady lost his battle with addiction just on Monday. It's my sister's husband, my nephew's father. And, he was a young man. He's barely older than I am. I'm 40 now. And, you know, we always think that we have tomorrow, to get things right. And of course, tomorrow's never promised. So, we're trying to get them in a spot where they can get back to zero a little bit, to hopefully get healed quickly and move forward, you know.
Absolutely. And I'm in that same age bracket at 42 years old. So between you and Brady, I'm right there mm-hmm. in that group. Mm-hmm. And we know that life can be difficult. As young people, we may have goals and dreams and ambitions and things that we want to see happen in our life, and things change. And
yep.
there are some things that we do when we're younger that we can carry with us for decades, and we just can't seem to shake it off. And as a former police officer, I tried to help so many people who found themselves in those situations, and I would try to send them to rehab if I could. Of course, a lot of times it meant having charges to be able to make that happen. But whatever I could do to try to help somebody to find a way out, I wanted to help them because I understood that what was going on was painful. It hurts. Now, there is pleasure in addiction, but the pain that comes after and the fact that you're in a really dark place and you can't seem to get out of it, that is why so many people feel that there is no hope, because they can't seem to find the light at the end of that proverbial tunnel.
Absolutely. That's spot on. Yeah, he, my brother-in-law, he, you know, he got addicted to Oxycontin first, which is, of course, the gateway to, you know, heroin. And that's where he tried hard to stay clean for his kids. And then, of course, he thought that, you know, he had a handle on it. And he thought that he knew his limits. And, of course, as young people, regardless of our life or how we choose to live our lives, we always think we're invincible, and we all are invincible until we're not. And so he fought hard for his kids, and that's a difficult thing to do. And it's easy to look at somebody that's gone through, you know, without knowing somebody that's gone through addiction, to judge them and say, oh, you know, they, you know, may have gotten what they've gotten because of the choices they made. But when it happens to you and your family, and you know the person, and they have a huge heart, and they are friend to everyone, that just can't seem to shake it. It changes your perspective and your reality, you know. So, absolutely.
I'll say this, Damien: we have to be real careful when it comes to passing judgment on people who battle those addictions, because the fact is that the longer we live, the better the chances that someone we love and care about will be in the same situation.
Absolutely.
And we will want the very best for them. We won't want them to get hurt. We won't want them to have to go through such a painful place and a dark place. And so we have to be careful about the people that we don't know and saying one thing or the other about their situation until we either A, have been through it ourselves, or B, we've known someone very close to us and we've understood how painful it is to live in that situation, knowing that someone we care about so deeply is hurting so badly.
Yes, absolutely.
How many kids did Brady have?
Three boys, from 16, going to be 17 in June, to 12 years old.
How are they holding up right now? I know you said it was just Monday, so it's almost one of those things where it's, is this real? Is this reality? Is this really happening?
Exactly. Yeah, it's hard to say right now. You know, kids are resilient, and they're dealing with it in their own ways. It's almost to the point where it's still not real. It's been hardest on my sister, and, you know, part of me thinks that it's good for the kids to focus on her, to help lift her up and support her. But, you know, I don't know when it may hit. You know, I know it hit my youngest nephew. He wanted to go back to school the next day, and he broke down at school. And I apologize if I get a little emotional still too, but they're holding up, and, you know, it's hard to comprehend still, and you want answers, and there's a little bit of denial and a little bit of anger, you know, not just, you know, at you know, the situation or at Brady himself for making poor decisions, you know, but sometimes it's anger at yourself or guilt for they didn't do enough.
We're here, Damien, to try to help when it comes to the memorial expenses, and then we have other ways that the family is trying to raise money. But I also want you to know that now that we're connected, that if there's anything that those young men need, more so than money, some other things that can help them moving forward. I mean, the main thing is going to be that security net, knowing that there are people who love them, care about them, support them no matter what, moving forward. And when that young man goes to school and he can't get through the day, to say that's okay.
Yep.
It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be discouraged and sad about this situation, but you'll get through it. And what doesn't break us down can make us stronger if we allow it to. And I know that these boys are at a critical point in their life right now where they're going to make some big decisions. And I want to personally say I encourage each one of them to think about the good things about their dad, to think about the positive things, to think about how he loved them, and then pass that on to other people. Show concern for other people. Show love for other people. And make a difference in the lives of others, using that sadness, that hurt, to find ways to make a difference, find opportunities to help others. And if there's anything that I can do through this show, anything I can do personally, I want you to let me know, Damien.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it.
Right now, we're talking to Damien Garcia. They have lost a family member. They lost this family member to addiction. A cousin of mine, Amanda, she shared with me about this fundraiser, memorial expenses for Brady Kerr. We're going to go into another segment, and if there are other ways that people can contribute, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how people can make a difference for your family, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, folks, we're talking to Damien Garcia. I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation about memorial expenses for Brady Kerr, supporting his family during this difficult time. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like.
Had a six transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game.
I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we share about the Kerr family. We share about a fundraiser that has been organized by Damian Garcia for memorial expenses for Brady Kerr. He had three sons. He had a family. He battled addiction, and now his family has to move forward without him. And I send my condolences to the family during this time, the pain that they're feeling. And I want you as a listener to think about what you can do to help. And if Damian, who's on the line with me right now, lets me know things in the future that we can try to help these young men, the family, he'll let me know, and I'll pass that on to you. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Damian Garcia.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, and I appreciate you stepping up to help during this time, because I know that in the position of a wife, it's not something that they're going to have the energy or the time to organize a fundraiser to try to do this, or even the willingness to say, hey, I need help. Can you help me?
Yep.
And people have to step up and say, you know what? You go and grieve. You go do what you need to do to get as much closure as possible during this time. And we're going to take care of this financial burden over here. And you don't worry about that. And that sounds like what you've tried to do, Damian.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Right now, there's a memorial expense fundraiser that you've organized to help with that part.
Mm-hmm.
How do we want people to contribute? What do we want them to do to help the Kerr family during this time?
You know, prayer is first and foremost. I think that, having as many people as possible thinking about them and their situation is important, and it does help even if we don't see it. You know, I do believe that. But yeah, if there's any way they can find, you know, if they can spare a few bucks here and there or whatever they can give. It's something that my brother-in-law was young-ish, if we can call ourselves young, 40 years old, trying to get his business off the ground, doing a cabinetry business, and especially during COVID, was not an easy thing to do. And he had insurance at one time, tried to apply for some life insurance, which he could not qualify for, which... You know, this is exactly, I'm in, you know, the life insurance and supplemental insurance business. This is exactly what I do. And you know, nobody's prepared for it. It's something that we always think that we have time for, that we're healthy and we, you know, we will have time to make things right and to pay bills off and to leave our family in a better situation. But yeah, you know, tomorrow is not promised for anybody. And he thought he had a handle on certain things, and you know, unfortunately, we weren't prepared for it. So, if there's any way that we can, you know, our you know, first goal is just to get my sister and the boys to zero, to have, you know, no bills to worry about. She's got a full-time job with health insurance for the boys. But she's concerned now with being able to keep that going, keep her household going, and so if we can get her just to even, that would be a huge help. And of course, if there's any way we can get money back to support them in the future down the road, which that would be ideal. That's what, you know, I know that's what life insurance is for. And like I said, we never think this will happen to us. We have time. We don't know that. So,
and the way I look at this, Damian, I know the fundraiser, the GoFundMe, is titled Memorial Expenses for Brady Kerr, but I imagine if we can surpass the current goal and it takes care of the memorial expenses, then funds that are in excess of that amount, that goal, can be used for the other things that his family's going to need.
Yep. He, you know, three boys. One is, you know, hopefully is going to college after next year, maybe college or vocational school now. And, you know, we have two other ones that are, you know, one's just a freshman in high school and the other one's in middle school now. And we don't know what path they're going to choose, but, you know, just to get their futures kind of at least not figured out. 'Cause I don't think, you know, I didn't have things figured out even after college.
Right.
So, but to a point where, you know, there's one less thing on the plate of having to, you know, I'd like to keep them kids as long as possible. I say that I don't want them to grow up too quickly. But, you know, the 12-year-old, the 15-year-old, the 17-year-old, they're not ready to take his spot of helping around the house yet. But yeah, hopefully it can go towards future expenses for, you know, things that Brady would be here for and ideally there to help out with.
Damian, what I'm thinking about right now is the possibility of my listeners being able to send cards and letters and maybe even donations in those cards and letters to the Kerr family, but most importantly, encouraging these young men ages 12, 15, and 17 as they move forward. So do we have a way that we can send cards to the family?
It's 10021 Kessler Street, Overland Park, Kansas, 66212.
Spell out the street name for me.
K-E-S-S-L-E-R. K is in kilo. The oldest one's name is Braden, B-R-A-D-Y-N, like Brady with an N at the end. Colin, C-O-L-L-I-N. And the youngest is Jackson, J-A-X-O-N. My sister's name is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E.
And I would like to encourage people to send those cards and letters to the family. I think it can be an encouragement during this time. I know when I've lost my grandmother, my granddad who raised me, my dad, it was always very special to receive those type of letters and cards. And it was an encouragement to me to see that there were people who did care.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now my sister's dealing with, she just feels like she's alone in this right now. And I think just the support just from her friends lately, and it has kind of more opened her up a little bit to just not feeling so alone. And, you know, one thing I've seen, at least even with the GoFundMe so far, is just the amount of people and the givingness that people have in their hearts for somebody that sometimes they didn't even know. You know, that's incredible to me. Just the caring that happens. So it's a wonderful thing. And it's sad that it takes something like this tragedy to kind of make us realize that, you know, we're all connected somehow, some way. But it's bittersweet in a way.
And Damian, we've never talked before tonight. My cousin connected me to you. I do not know Bonnie, but I want this message to go to Bonnie that she's not alone. There are people that she has never met. There are people she does not know who will be there to support her and her family moving forward, and to not count anyone out, because there are people who will come out, as you have stated, as you start to see the support, and Bonnie will realize and the young men will realize that there is a team of people who are ready, willing, and able to help them move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. There's even I just want to give you this story too. Even this morning, the first guy to come into our estate sale, his daughter is in recovery from addiction, has been for 2 years, and his name is John White. I don't think it's any relation to you at Overland Park, Kansas, but he even offered his service, and he's part of a Al-Anon, I think is what it's called, group out here, and offering it for, it's almost like AA for the family members of victims of addiction. But that just alone, him offering up himself to a stranger to be there for her in her time of need is just incredible to me. And just makes you believe in the good of people, even through tough times, you know. So I appreciate everything you guys do, and anybody that wants to write a letter to a family that they've never met, it warms my heart, and it you know, I think what it can do for, you know, not just my sister but for the boys is see the positiveness that can come from tragedy and just the bright future that can still be there for them even through this hard time. So
absolutely, Damien, and I do want people to support the financial part of this effort. It's GoFundMe.com. Memorial expenses for Brady Kerr. That's K-E-R-R. Brady is spelled B-R-A-D-Y. Memorial expenses for Brady Kerr. If you search GoFundMe.com, you'll find that fundraiser. And you can support this family during this difficult time. You can support Bonnie and the boys. And I appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me, Damien, to share about how people can help, because that's the way we find opportunities to make a difference, is people like yourself who give people away. If someone is saying right now, I sure would like to help someone, I sure would like to make a difference in the lives of others, this is an opportunity right now to help the Kerr family, and I hope that people will decide to support this effort. And I appreciate you, and our prayers go out to your entire family during this difficult time. And there's going to be more hard times beyond this. This is just the beginning, but I hope that this does alleviate some of the pain, the sting that goes with this type of loss, and that ultimately your family will come out on the other end stronger and better for it. Damien Garcia, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for everything you do. It all on my radio.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Folks, GoFundMe.com, Memorial Expenses for Brady Kerr. I want you to go there and support this effort. And again, if you are battling addiction, I hope that you understand and know that there are people out there who care about you and love you and want you to be able to make it through to the other side. It's a hard battle. Brady Kerr had that hard battle. And now here we are organizing to support his family moving forward. There are different ways that we can help. And right now, the family needs your financial support. So I hope you will help. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage you, to inspire you to make a difference where you can. And if this show is making a difference in your life, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to help people in our communities around this country and around the world. I want you to also follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. Keep up with the stories, find ways to make a difference, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. Tonight's show is dedicated to Brady Kerr. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.